So this is like towards the end of the pandemic. And I'm dating this chick and she got a nigga. She live with her nigga.
Oh, fuck.
Right? But we kicking it though. Having a good time. First time we met, we fucked, hit it off. Everything was cool.
That should be so fun.
Yeah, it was lit. And it was off a great vibe though. It went off just like some super wild shit. It was still wild, but great vibe, whatever. We fucked around. And we just pretty fucking around pretty consistently. But she had a guy, she lived with a guy. And we'd kick it, fuck, lay up for a minute, and then we'd like kind of lay back and discuss whatever lie she was gonna tell the nigga. You know what I'm saying? I like always reminded her to let her passenger seat back up and shit like that.
That's so spooky out here.
And I tell her like, all right, man, tell him this, tell him that, da da da. She'd get to the crib. She'd be like, y'all just got out the shower. He bought that shit. Kind of laugh about it. And I'm like, this is why I'm single. This is why I'm single. And this is probably why I'm going to be single for a long time. For one, because it's just scary as fuck out here. And for two, because I'm scared of the karma of the shit that I didn't do to people.
If you lazy, you waking up at fucking 3 o'clock in the afternoon and shit like that.
Popping bottles.
You're setting the tone for everybody because you're the leader.
Popping pills.
That's just what comes with being a man.
Popping bitch ass niggas.
I don't want nobody making decisions over my life except me. Not a woman, not a judge, not an officer, not no motherfucker.
When them bullets hit them up, look like son had a seizure. I'm not gonna give it up, you know the procedure. I be sipping Jack and Honey.
I don't think nothing can make me feel like a man. I don't think nothing can make me not feel like a man. You can't take the benefits of being a man without the responsibilities. Give you niggas halo, so
God in the king. And that's probably why I won't knowingly have sex with a woman that has a man.
Really?
Yeah. If I know, I'm just not gonna do it. And it's not even like I'm respecting him.
Yeah,
I be thinking like I don't want the karma for that shit,
for sure.
And just I don't know morally. I know niggas probably listen to this like nigga fuck her, fuck him. Ooh, but I just I won't knowingly do that.
For sure. For me right now, it's unlikely. I ain't gonna say I won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
If a chick I hit before that was great, spin the block, and she got a nigga, I'm probably not gonna care. Yeah. But a brand new chick tell me she got a nigga. I ain't pursuing that at all. She gonna have to bottle it up and throw it to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't gonna be no level of pursuit.
First of all, why would you have to? There's no way I'm like pursuing a woman with a guy. Like, you just gotta give that to me. Like, it ain't no.
I've done it. You just gotta give it to me. It's crazy.
That sounds wild. But I'm not putting work for this.
Nah, right. And I have I done that? Have I worked for a chick? I mean, I was on the chick heels. I ain't gonna say it's like dates and shit, but like just being on her ass, like hitting up, texting all that. Like I've done it before. Nothing to be happy about. I will say this though. This is a revelation I've come to as I've gotten older when it comes to fucking other niggas' girls, right?
They're like, you finna say some bullshit. Go ahead.
Nah, so I just feel like it's nothing to brag about. Uh-huh. Fucking a nigga girl is nothing to brag about. Back like when you was younger, high school, even college, like that was like the lowest of blows to be able to say I fucked your bitch.
Yeah.
Now that shit means nothing, and it's nothing to brag about. And what I realized is that when you are bragging about fucking a nigga bitch, you feel inferior to the nigga that you're talking about.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Because you put he's here, and it's like, oh yeah, I fucked his bitch. Bro, why do you feel good about that?
I remember when I was a shorty, I was like 19, I was fucking with a chick. We was in her, she had like a fake high-rise apartment. She was saying, hey, just me though.
Mm-hmm.
I like maybe a year younger, had a high-rise apartment. We come downstairs, she walking me out the building, and a nigga pull up, Porsche 911. You know what I'm saying? And it's a nigga who I know of. He had like one of the most popular clothing brands in Chicago back then. I think we all know who that is. And, so I'm like, nigga, I fucked this bitch. Like, fucked bro bitch. Like, and he, you know, this nigga like 35 or some shit probably. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I felt like that because I felt he's the man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm just a regular nigga. So now that I'm older as a grown man, it's like, I don't care who shorty fuck with. I don't give a fuck. Like, it don't mean it's not a flex. It's really more so a flex to him that it's a nigga running around bragging that's, mm-hmm. that he fucked this girl. You know what I'm saying? Cause it's like,
is who, Who mentioned something like that? I think it was Cameron. He had said something like that. He was talking about, I guess it was recent too. I can't remember exactly what he was talking about, but he was basically saying like, niggas, you feel good saying you fucked Cam bitch.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. But I fucked the zoo.
You running around like, I did it.
Yeah. And another thing about fucking a nigga bitch that makes it not a flex, fucking a nigga's woman, lady, queen.
Yeah, there you go. I'm telling you, you clip this, they're going, you lost me at bitch.
I never heard a nigga say that before. Hey, listen, another thing about it, though, I remember a nigga more recently. We older. We grown as hell now. A nigga came with that bullshit. Like, oh, I fuck bro, bitch. Woo, woo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you body got to go around a nigga that you hang with on a regular to get the standing ovation you looking for fucking somebody, bitch. You ain't going to get it over here.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at it like, is that all you did? Is that all? Because the shorty he was talking about, it was kind of crazy the way he hit her. I ain't going to lie. But the shorty he was talking about do real estate. She do credit. Mm-hmm. She do all type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Her nigga got shit together. They set. And I don't know if she the breadwinner in her situation, but I know she run a lot of plays though. Mm-hmm. Like, I know this for a fact. So when he's telling me that, I'm like, is that all you did? What's fuck? Like, you ain't get your credit fixed? You ain't get no plays on no, you know what I'm saying? Cause I'm fucking with a chick, a nigga or not, like if I'm fucking with a chick and she knows something about media, she knows something about marketing, whatever, like, yeah we gonna kick it, we gonna have fun. I'm a you know what I'm saying? Show you how I fuck with you and treat you right and all that. But at the same time, like, I'm like, yeah, what you know about that? What can you teach me about this? What can you teach me about that? Like, a lot of these chicks out here is winning. They got value. Like, if your goal is just some pussy these days, like, you're tripping,
these
bro.
These days, it's wild.
You fuck the chick that repaired credit and all you got was some pussy. You better have a fucking 800 credit score, nigga.
You say that shit and you bring that to his attention, nigga, you gonna kill his whole little flame.
I think I did, bro.
I'm like, damn, true.
I'm like, yeah, bro. If you want that standing ovation against the pussy, you're going to have to go around some other niggas or so, because I ain't buying it.
One time, this is kind of what slowed that shit down. I was out. Somebody invited me out to like a, was it a bar? It was a celebration for something. It was an older crowd. Mm-hmm. And I go out, you know what I'm saying? I'm having a good time. And there's hella women there, for sure. And I see one, she nice. You know, my type, she was nice. I shoot, and it sounded like it was a similar vibe like you had with Shorty. Like, we just caught a vibe, like, right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was crazy. You know what I'm saying? We feeling each other. We exchanged numbers, and she hit me with the, like, what you finna do type shit. I'm like, you already know what that means. The party of it. It's like 1 a.m. She like, I'm like, shit, I ain't know nothing. Ooh. Mm-hmm. Long story short, she like, follow me. I'm like, okay. So I follow her. Nigga, we pull into a... so wild. And we were drunk too. We pulled into a parking lot, Walmart. She happened in the truck. And shit, I hit probably a few weeks later. I came across, I didn't know nothing about her. I came across her Facebook, married, kids, husband. It's all over the page.
Yeah.
I felt like shit.
Yeah.
Cause especially,
shit is crazy.
I believe in marriage. First of all, I
believe in a lot of shit. Yeah,
ain't gonna lie, like, this is me. Like, I believe in marriage. First of all, I don't cheat when I'm in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, damn, I ain't just fucking like a girl. I just fucked his wife.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's crazy. I'm like, you know what? This is
first
nuts.
Time, huh?
Yeah. last time, yeah. No, knowingly, you know, last time.
I've never felt bad about that one, but I mean. I feel it, man. I don't know. I
hear so many, you know, situations like what you did, you know, what I've accidentally done.
Like this nigga telling on me right now.
And it's a lot of niggas that really think that they want me to never do no shit like that.
I mean, I think it's a great place to be in when you think that.
What you don't know won't hurt you type shit.
Ignorance is bliss. And I ain't saying like, I prefer to be in that situation, but... if I'm gonna be in a relationship, I'd rather be secure than not.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, and it's unfortunate. Another thing about, you know, the way people cheat, and I ain't gonna just put this on women, because some niggas do it too when they cheat. Like, I've never been a type to have a side. I've cheated before. Mm-hmm. I've cheated in the past. Obviously, we know that. Like, that's what the whole. That's why we're here. Like, right. At the end of the day, like, the growth. You know what I'm saying? The process. That's why we're here. But I just had boundaries. I never had a sad bitch. Never. Like, I've never had. That just always seemed like the wildest shit in the world to me, is to have a I'm a cheat. Me cheating is one thing, but me having a consistent bitch I'm hitting on a regular is crazy. Like, I've never done that before. Any chick I was hitting, like, was just, like, random. Like, super random.
You know, it's also normal. Niggas who are married, they got side chicks or whatever, but they're actually taking care of them too. Like, this is like it's a whole nother woman. Like, you sending her allowance, you know, you're hitting on the regular. Like, she's a part of your life.
I never had a side chick, and I always, like, my reaction to the woman I was cheating with saying my girlfriend's name or mentioning her was almost like a white person saying nigga. I was like, whoa, what
the fuck you just
like,
said?
No, like, I would never bring my girl up to them.
Yeah.
And if they was to mention her, I would feel so disrespected. Like, it's like, I'm wild for cheating, but the fact that you mentioned my girl name is crazy. Like, you got to chill the fuck out. Like, I don't care if you saying she something bad about her. I don't care if you saying she the most beautiful girl you ever saw. Don't say her name at all. Like, I just felt like we already disrespected, though. We not going to bring her up in the middle of this shit. Like, this is crazy, sweetheart. Like, what are you doing? But I say all that to say that, like, when women cheat, bro.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bro. They go crazy. Like, the vengeful sex that they want to have. Like, I'm like, they doing shit for you that you know they not doing for their man out of spite, just to get this nigga back. Like,
spite, I don't be a shit. Motherfucker.
Cook breakfast and lingerie. I'm like, you probably wouldn't even do this. You probably wouldn't even do this on your nigga birthday. You know what I'm saying? You just at my crib just doing shit. Like, begging me to nut on your face. Like, come, like. And it's like, I guess it's them feeling vindicated for whatever the nigga did. And when you talk to these women who doing this type of shit, it's not like they just, I mean, at the end of the day, they're an adult who made a choice.
Yeah.
But it's not like they just jumped out the window and cheated. Like, they be retaliating to niggas doing some wild ass shit.
But also, I heard shit, it ain't even, for the most part, it be niggas, you know what I'm saying, based off what they did, retaliation. But you got some women that'll do that shit because they're bored.
That's crazy.
Because, like, you got to think about it, right?
So, like, the niggas born or they're just bored?
No, well, both.
Okay.
So, before they met they nigga, the one who they chose to marry and all that, they probably lived a totally different life. They probably was wild. They probably did, you know, have fun or was real spontaneous. And they fucked around and chose something safe. And so, deep down, they got that itch. Because the nigga probably ain't fucking them how they used to getting fucked or doing the shit they used to. That excitement part, the fun part, whatever you want to call it, is gone because they chose a safer route. But that desire is still there, so they'll go out and do that type of shit, and they'll still look, it's almost like on some nigga shit, they'll still love that nigga, but that itch, they still need that shit scratch, and the nigga ain't did shit wrong.
Yeah, you definitely gotta hoes exist.
Absolutely,
hoes exist.
That'd be fun, like, as hell.
Yeah.
Man, hoes is fun. Hoes is, I swear to God, if you hanging out with a chick and you instantly, not all of them, if you instantly catch a vibe, man, she cool as hell. She dope as fuck, bro. I'm fucking, she's probably a hoe. Probably. Damn.
Is she fun? She hoe? That can't be fun? No,
not all of them, but there's a lot of them that if you catch that vibe,
not gonna lie, like,
think about all your
girls that I know that's hoes. They are the most fun women that you ever met. Like, they cool as hell. Sex be amazing. They got the best conversation.
Hoes be cool as hell.
They know how to make a nigga just comfortable. Like, they done this so many times. They got so many reps in.
So if you get that vibe immediately, like, oh man, I love it here. Okay.
I'm gonna go look for the most uncomfortable, awkward chick in the fucking world. I'm gonna go get Shorty off Superstar. Remember Superstar when Shorty was what she was?
Oh no!
I'm gonna go grab Shorty. No, she ain't never had a nigga before. She exclusive.
Now, I just thought about another thing. When you say you was sitting up with Shorty and coming up with something for tell a nigga, something similar I did. I was fucking this girl, and when we were done, we would sit up and vent to each other about who we actually loved. Like, hey, my bitch ain't. Not my bitch. My woman, the girl who I want, like, she ain't doing this. I'm trying to get that. Like, we complaining to each other about the people who we really want, but we fucking each other. That's the most toxic shit ever.
I mean, it's a trauma bond.
It's a trauma bond.
It's a trauma bond for sure, but It be like that sometimes, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, we in the same boat. We both cheaters. At the end of the day, you know, we here. It is what it is.
Well, no, just to clear the air, yeah, I wasn't cheating. We were single, but we still was talking to each other about who we wanted.
So y'all was single and still wouldn't, like, date each other?
No, nah, we just had great sex.
Y'all didn't like each other at all?
No, for real. Like, when we talked about who we liked, conversation flowed. It was everything. Like, man. All right. See you next time.
That's some crazy shit, man. I don't know, bro. So, for me, I mean, this episode is really about why we single. You know what's crazy? We never introduced the show. We never say, like, this is Rose's idea. Welcome back. It's Terry Rose.
We hopping straight in.
Yeah. I mean, I know what the fuck going on. Fuck
it. What's going on? It's Rose's idea.
Yeah. But why are you single? That's the theme of the show today. Mm-hmm. And when I get asked that question, and I get asked that question often, I notice that every maybe 4 months, it kind of switches up. The answer be different. It making me self-reflect a little bit. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, is it different just because I'm having a different experience right now with somebody different? Or is it different because I'm just running from a relationship? You know what I'm saying? But I do think I'm ready for a relationship. But I do feel like I discover new things that I just don't want to deal with as time go on. But
just in general or with the woman who you probably talking to?
I mean, in general. And both. In general and with the women I'm talking to at the time. But I feel like right now, the reason why I'm single is because two reasons. Like, my biggest pet peeve was voluntary lying shit. You talk about that shit all the time.
Yeah.
And it happens nonstop.
Yeah, this nigga called me like, man, bro, what the fuck? I'm like, oh shit, somebody must have lied to this nigga and he ain't asking nothing about it.
Man, so I talked about this on the show before, but for anybody who's new to the show, like, voluntary lying is my biggest pet peeve, mm-hmm. like, by far. And the thing is, I'm a cool, laid-back nigga who put myself in position to not be lied to. That's my whole point, is to... I'm not going to ask you how many bodies you got. I'm not going to ask you when the last time you had sex. I'm not going to ask you, are you talking to another nigga right now? I'm not going to ask you nothing concerning another man mm-hmm. at all
right.
throughout our whole experience until the day that I feel like I'm ready to be your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Before that day, I'm not asking you about no other nigga. I don't give a fuck what you got going on. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, women will just voluntarily...
Yeah.
Lie about some shit that you didn't ask them. Like, they have voluntarily just tell you that they haven't had sex in 6 months. It's like, shorty, I was never going to ask you that. You ain't had to tell me that. Oh, I ain't talking to nobody else. I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. And the truth will always come out in whatever, one way or another, whether it's some small world shit. We go out, we kicking it. Homie like, oh, you talk to shorty? My homie fucking her too. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, you know, like, it always come out. It's just always some crazy shit. And it's like, my thing is like, if you lie to me when it's no pressure, right. I could imagine what you would do if we was in a relationship and it was like shit on the line.
You actually have
a reason to lie to me. You actually have something to lose. You don't got shit to lose right now. You know what I'm saying? And I get a lot of women, you know, they tell those type of lies because they want to be seen in a certain way. It is manipulative, but I don't think it's like a devious thing.
My thing is, why would I see you in a bad light if I don't really know you.
Where
would I get that from?
Because most niggas would.
That's a bad call on your end.
I think most niggas would judge. And I had a thorough conversation with a woman about this before. Like, we was dating for a minute. She lied about, you know, all that. I don't talk to nobody. Woo-woo. And one day we was walking to the movie. We was in the parking lot walking to a movie theater. And she had no pockets. So she was like, can you hold my phone? Mm-hmm. So I put her phone in my pocket. In the same pocket as my phone, in my jacket pocket.
Yeah.
And her shit started ringing, but both phones in the same pocket. It's vibrating. Right. So I pull it out, like, you know what I'm saying? Not knowing. And I see the name on the phone.
Yeah.
But I just give her the phone. You feel me? But it's like, we ain't been talking that long. This could be your fucking brother or some shit, your cousin. I don't know. You could have just played it cool. Like, I wasn't even thinking nothing. Like, I saw the shit, handed her the phone. It just was a regular name. It wasn't no emojis, no nothing. It was just a name.
Yeah.
The look on her face when I tried to handle the phone said it all. She just had the dumbest look on her face, like, fuck, like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, oh shit, like what's up? You know, it was just like, it was such an elephant in the room walking into the movies, just like, we in the elevator. I'm like, gee, what's up? You know what I'm saying? So she told me and shit, and I'm just like, what the fuck you lie for? Like, and she basically was like, she dated niggas before. And every nigga early on to make it seem like, oh, I'm cool with this, I'm cool with that, woo-woo. And when they get locked in or get in a relationship, they hold all that shit against them, throw that shit in their face, don't trust them. Like, oh, we was talking, you was fucking with this nigga, that nigga. Ooh. So it's like, she reacting to that. Now moving forward, she's like, oh, I ain't telling no nigga the truth. So I get it. You want me to see you as the woman that you're going to be in a relationship, even though you're not being that woman present day. I get it. But still, I'm just not the nigga you got to do that with. And I'm just looking at you different because you pulled it with me.
This is my thing. If we just start talking, or even if we're dating, yeah. Now I'm not going to ask you your business either, but I'm going to assume this single woman who I'm dating is also dating. Mm. I don't need to know the details. Yeah. I don't need to know when you're going out with that other nigga. I don't need to know that shit, but inherently I do know, I'm just going to, even if you're not, in my head, you're talking to somebody else,
yeah.
Which is fine. We're dating, and 9 times out of 10, I am too. Mm-hmm. I'm not just focused on you. We just met. Even if we months in, until we get to the point where it's like, man, I'm feeling you. Yeah, I'm feeling you too. Like, we can talk about some form of exclusivity in our dating experience. Like, maybe we can cut certain things out. Like, what are our boundaries? But in the beginning, until we both have that mutual feeling of, you know, maybe we should take this to the next level, I'm going to assume you're doing single shit, because I am too. And I don't care.
Yeah.
Until I do.
Yeah.
And when I do start caring, that's a signal for me to bring that conversation up.
Yeah.
I'm liking Shorty too much. Look, I don't want you to talk to nobody else. And I ain't gonna talk to nobody else. Mm-hmm. Like, let's kind of like focus on us until we figure out if we want to do this for real long term.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times when you get to that space with a chick, it's like time to shit to get off the pot. Cause sometimes you'll get to that space and feel like, oh, I ain't ready for a relationship.
That's what that space is for, though.
Yeah.
Like, it's right before you jumping into a relationship. Like, we dating, you talk to other people, I talk to other people. Mm-hmm. We start catching feelings for each other, we feeling the way. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's shift to something a little bit more exclusive. We not in a relationship, but let's set some type of boundaries. Let's see how we act when the focus is literally just on us. If we can survive that, if this is okay, that's a sign that, okay, I want to go jump into a relationship with you.
What I'm saying is that a lot of guys, including myself in the past,
yeah,
will feel like, I'm not ready to be exclusive. I just want her to be exclusive.
Oh, you're wild.
I mean, that's a common thing, though.
None is real.
And I always say, like, most niggas right now is in relationships because they wanted to sit Shorty down and make sure she stopped talking to them. Most niggas not in relationships because they wanted to be with her.
Yeah.
Most niggas is in relationships because they wanted her to stop fucking with other people.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, I just never cared. Like, until I do. Because it's a signal that I look for, or I not even look for, I pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at a point where I've been knowing myself for a while. So if I get that, you know, that feeling, like, the shorter you like, probably if you even hear about her talking to somebody else, you probably get that little butterfly or whatever. Like, damn, ooh, I don't be getting that with women.
Yeah.
So I really don't care what you're doing.
I really don't give a fuck what you got going on.
I don't. But if I get that feeling, that's just an indication for me that, oh, you care about her.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, it ain't nothing worse than being lied to.
Yeah.
You lying to me about some shit I ain't asked you about. That's just the wildest shit in the world.
That should be pissing you off.
It is, G. It just be like, why you have to do that? And you know, the other thing that I was going to say is that the thing about women telling you voluntarily or involuntarily that they're not talking to nobody else. And this is why it's a bad question to ask. While if you're a single guy and you're talking to a chick that's single, like you just mentioned, it's no point in asking her, do she talk to somebody else? And it's a few reasons why, but one of the main reasons, in my opinion, is because even if she's not right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that changes, she's not going to update you.
Right.
So if it's April and you ask her, you talk to somebody else, and she says no.
Mm-hmm.
If in May, the middle of May, some fly-ass nigga that, what's the word I'm looking for?
Charismatic.
Just as charismatic, just as qualified to date her as you are, or more qualified to date her as you are. She's not going to turn that nigga down because she met you 3 weeks ago. She going to talk to that nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she's not going to come back and tell you, like, oh, I know I told you before I'm not talking to nobody else, but now I am. She's not going to come back and tell you that. So you still going to be going off the idea that she's not talking to nobody, even though that's not the case no more. She's not going to update you. So you should always assume that she's talking to someone else and move accordingly. And I wouldn't even ask about no shit like that.
You could, you could update me when you ready to, if you decide that that's the better option for you, that's when you can tell me. Then I'll
For sure.
But I don't need to know while you're dating him. Hey, you know.
And she ain't gonna tell you that either. She's just gonna fall back.
Well, not right.
She ain't gonna explain that. She's just gonna start acting weird. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna feel it. It's gonna drag
out. You talking about the same women who say communication is key? They gonna do that?
Those women. Yeah. Those women. I think women might be worse communicators than men, though.
I can agree.
I think it comes down to a person-to-person basis.
Yeah.
But I feel like when it comes to I'm mad and I don't want to talk about it, when it comes to I've been feeling the way, but I'm not going to bring it up to you tell me you feel the way about something,
yeah.
All of the cancerous communication that happens in relationships is typically, from my experience, typically because of women.
It'd be a culture shock when a woman meet a nigga who in control of his emotions, mm-hmm. lay that shit out. Not yelling, like, yeah, I feel this way. Like, you did this, and he calling this shit out. And it's like, now it's your turn to pretty much take just accountability.
Just a nigga who just tell you what he don't like, period. Like, women aren't used to that. Like, most niggas just bite the bullet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what you mean by the bullet? Like, not say nothing about it?
When they don't like something that a woman is doing, a lot of niggas are just going to bite the bullet. Unless it's something outlandish. Like, unless it's something concerning another nigga. That's usually a nigga going to speak up on that. But if it's just something about her that he don't like, most niggas is not bringing that up. Well, she did something y'all like. Most niggas not bringing that up. So when I date a chick and she, I'm telling her, like, hey, I don't like what you did. I don't like, it'd be hard for them to receive that shit. They be struggling.
Why would you say? What's your reason?
Well, I'm single?
Yep.
Shit. What would I say?
Thought.
That was the case for a long time. For sure. I'm single now. Because I just haven't found, I don't know, it's gonna sound so cliche, but I ain't found the right person type shit. But even though I've been technically single for like damn near 10 years, I don't really count it until the last, since I was like, when I was 27, that's when I became ready to, or I became open to being in a relationship.
Right.
27 on back.
You ain't had no business being in a relationship, no way.
I wasn't thinking about a relationship. I was legit just outside, like heavily. But when I was 27, I became open to being in a relationship, and I'm picky. I'm shallow. Like, a lot of shit just don't move me. You know what I'm saying?
Shallow in what way? Talk about it.
All right. So as far as body type, right? Like, super shallow with that.
Right.
Like, if you didn't have a certain body type.
What type of body type?
You're so funny. Motherfucking.
Transparent podcast.
Who can I describe? You know what I'm fucking. You know what I'm talking about, but I'm just trying to describe it.
Yeah, I'm gonna flash shorty across the screen.
You're horrible.
Where her
ass? Who got a petite, nice ass, and this
Ruby
not
Rose.
Ruby Rose. There you go.
Yeah,
Ruby Rose type of body. And when women hear guys say, you know, fat ass, they probably thinking like the big BBL, like no,
Ari, nah,
yeah, no, it's not even that. It's like you said this one time,
Andrea.
The shape is more important than the size.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, if you got a nice petite body with a, you know, nice ass,
nice rotund, I gotta be rotund.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gone, Nia Long type shit. You know what I'm saying? That the 90s, with the ass.
So what happened when she got all the qualities without the ass?
I won't cuff. I won't commit. We just fuck for a long time until she gets out of it.
So if she got the ass, she got the perfect body with half the qualities, then what?
So this is the thing. I don't know what it is, but when I like somebody, when I can see myself being with somebody, I feel a certain way. Right. I can't describe that feeling.
Right.
But because I've met women who have all of that. Everything I'm describing, like they got that shit, but it's something in me that it's not there.
Yeah.
And you've seen this play out. Like, it's been women, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm like, nigga, cuff. Like, what are you doing?
Hurry up. And I'm like, just
you're
like,
tweaking.
I'm just like, I don't know. It ain't there type shit. But so I pay attention to that too. How I feel about it is the most important thing. Yeah, I got these preferences that I got, you know, that I go for. But if you got the preferences and you're missing whatever that is that make me think I want to cuff you, I'm not moving forward. So why I'm single now is I could be picky. You know what I'm saying? I'm dating somebody right now, you know, that's looking good. But other than that, it's crazy who I'm dating now. I don't even want to get on because this is, you know, I don't like talking about current situations. I'll talk about it after. But who I'm dating now, yeah, I'll hear about it later. But yeah,
The suspense is killing us, nigga. What are you talking about? I like my bitches shaped like a pear.
Oh, I forgot to leave. I left something out. I don't like, as far as like the body type, the ass, and I like if she didn't have titties, that's perfectly fine.
I would rather her not have titties.
Is that the titties be a bonus, like for real?
Yeah, I'm not trying to titty fuck or none of that. So I'd rather her not have titties. I'm cool with her not having titties.
Yeah, if you look at the type of women that I was sleeping with and the women that I was dating, like the similarities are there. Like, they all damn near look the same.
Type Very shit. Shallow.
Like, shallow as fuck. Type. Yeah, shallow as fuck. But like now, I just pay attention to how I feel. I feel like that's a huge factor. Because this is where niggas are making a mistake. Niggas will find a woman with all their preferences, but they probably don't feel a certain way about it, but she has the look.
Yeah.
And they'll go for that. And they'll cuff off of that. Forget, sure. Like, ignoring a lot of other important shit. She probably got a horrible attitude. She probably not the smartest, but... Niggas be so caught up on aesthetics. Yeah, that shit is important. Aesthetics
gets you. It's not gonna get you through that argument with shorty.
It is not.
Yeah, y'all get to arguing, and she just can't see shit your way.
Boy, you're gonna be so fucking frustrated,
man.
You're gonna be miserable. That's what you're gonna be. You're gonna be miserable with a bad bitch.
I've been there before.
Me too. You know what I'm saying? And that's not. You don't want that long term. So at some point, niggas can be shallow. Niggas got their preferences, but you do got to pay attention to what. It's gonna be good for you. Mm. What's best for you? A healthy long-term relationship. I'm not saying, you know, if you want to call that settling, if you don't go with your preferences, but you really got to pay attention to what's gonna be best for you in the long run.
You feel like a chick ever judged you for being single as long as you have?
Like, hell yeah.
What would they be on?
They'd be like, "What, nigga? What?"
Yeah.
They'd be like, because especially when I tell them how long I've been, like my only real relationship that I've really be counting is my son's mom.
Yeah.
And that was over at. Like fucking 22.
Right.
I haven't been like boyfriend, girlfriend with nobody since then. I've had situationships.
No matching outfits, no Christmas pajamas.
None of that.
You ain't bought a bitch a dog yet, nothing.
Nah, nope. I've been technically single since that long. Yeah, I've had a situationship that lasts a couple years. Definitely got my feelings hurt and heartbroken within this time frame, even though I didn't have a girl. But that was the last relationship.
Being single with a broke heart is crazy. Bro,
like, what am I doing?
But I've been there before, though.
Wow. Like, why is my heart broke? You're not my girl.
Yeah, I've been there before.
That comes from lack of communication. You just going with the flow type shit.
Going with the flow, definitely.
It usually happened with the girl who was so fun. Oh, man, this is great. You know, that was a hoe.
And for sure. Is there anything about, like, going into a relationship, I feel like I'm interviewing you for some reason. Is it anything about going into a new relationship that you thought you would want to incorporate that now you wouldn't?
That's a good question.
Like, is you mature and shit like that?
I thought I would want to incorporate, and now I wouldn't? No.
I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I used to...
Nigga asked himself the question.
For sure. I used to... really want a chick that was down for threesomes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I used to feel like I'm not gonna get in a relationship with a chick unless she's open to threesomes. We don't gotta have them all the time, but I want it sometimes. Like, this after I start experiencing threesomes, I'm like, okay, this is something I want. Now, I wouldn't dare. I don't think I would ever have a threesome with a chick I'm in a relationship with, for a few reasons. Mm-hmm. But there's been people around me who I see who have that relationship where they constantly have threesomes.
Yeah.
And I started to look at the shit like, damn, okay, you know, and your girl, y'all had threesomes and shit, you know what I'm saying? Y'all be kicking it. And y'all have certain chicks, some chicks y'all had threesomes with on the regular, some chicks is just whatever, whatever. I'm like, damn. At the end of the day, in all of the situations I know that's similar to that, usually the girl is picking the women.
Right.
And that's because, you know, that's who she's comfortable with.
Mm-hmm.
And she don't want to feel like the dude gonna go back and cheat, right? So that's typically how it's gonna go. But even with that, I'm wondering, like, okay, if shorty is always fucking you and you're her nigga, right? The third girl, if she's always fucking you, you don't ever think she'd be like, hey, why don't you come fuck me and my nigga?
Huh?
You don't think she ever gonna ask your girl that? Like, one day she's just like, oh, I'm kind of tired of fucking your boyfriend. How about you come fuck mine? Like, you know
what
I'm saying?
It's a lot of variables and loopholes in that world.
And I think women are emotional. They don't operate off logic and contractual shit and like what's technically okay. I think that if a woman gets in a situation where she's essentially gotten you a lot of pussy. Yeah. Right? Like, she's introducing you to these threesomes. So she's essentially gotten you a lot of pussy.
Yeah.
And she gets the opportunity to get some other dick. I feel like she's going to feel entitled to it.
Facts.
Like, whether she agreed to that shit, whether she
going to feel like she don't even need to tell you. Like, you know how much pussy I get you?
I feel like she's going to look at it that nigga. Way. Yeah.
I done brought you 6 bitches. Yeah. That's girl math right there.
That is girl math. Regardless, even if y'all didn't agree to that shit or not, she's going
to
look at it like.
To her one dick, she like, oh, yeah, this ain't wrong.
100%. She's gonna feel validated in that shit. I just don't want to introduce sex with other people in my relationship at all, because I don't want that shit to be a comfort zone at all.
Yeah, that's interesting that you wanted that at one point.
Yeah, nigga, what? I used to be like, yeah, bitch ain't down with no threesome. I can't go. Like, hell no.
Now, that was never a thing for me. Like, I definitely enjoy threesomes, but I just never wanted that. I didn't feel like I needed to share my girl, even if it was with another woman.
Yeah,
I'm like, nah, we ain't gotta do that shit.
And I also feel like threesomes is a little overrated too. Like, when niggas be talking about poly relationships and like having 2 girls, like, imagine coming home from work and you gotta make 2 bitches come today. That's crazy. Like, I gotta make 2 chicks come. Like, hell no. Yeah, on the nightly basis.
Now, poly and a threesome, that's 2 different. That's 2 different things. Like, cause I could do this threesome and go the fuck home.
Yeah,
like by myself. With poly, I got to take care of these women. Like, they're looking for something from me.
For sure. For a young guy who haven't experienced the threesome, might be listening to the show right now, what advice would you give him to either get one, or what's something that you would tell this person about threesomes that I might not be familiar with?
For a guy who haven't experienced it, I would say...
No comments.
If it's your... Oh, man, Terry.
Chilling.
Oh, man. So... I don't want to co-sign that. But, you know, if you wear a condom, cool. I'm going to, you know what? Young man, I'm going to tell you to put a condom on. Now, you're going to do what you're going to do.
Yeah.
I'm telling you to put a condom on. If you don't, that's fine too. But what I would tell you to enjoy it. Go ahead and experience that. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially you young, get that under your belt. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead so you ain't curious about it. You know, because a lot of people operate like, let's just say they don't do a bunch of shit. I feel like those desires for a lot of people, you do have some anomalies who they just don't desire shit like that or wild shit at all. Right. But if you be so conservative, especially as a man, that shit gonna come out later. You know, so you call yourself taking a high road or whatever, mm-hmm. you get in a committed relationship and you ain't really try shit. And mm-hmm. you know, you get some more money, you get more attractive, maybe you work on yourself and all that. And now you're getting more attention and you've never really done shit before, you're gonna want to explore, and you're 5 years in your relationship.
Yeah, so you're gonna fuck up your family.
You're gonna fuck up your family for a threesome.
Child support, alimony.
You could have did that shit when you was 20.
Yeah, it's all bad.
You know what I'm saying?
I would say this. I would say the less judgmental you are, the more threesomes you will have the opportunity to have.
Go ahead, I'm gonna let you finish.
I feel like most men will probably never experience a threesome because they're super judgmental. Like, if you'd be
smoking
on the internet
yourself, talking
about this girl a hoe, she a 304, she this, she that, and then you around your girl, you talking to your girl, she telling you about what her friend did, you, oh, she a hoe, woo, woo. If every time a girl do something wild and you calling her a hoe in front of your girl is probably not going to want to do no wild shit with you. Like,
facts.
She's probably going to look
and
at it like.
You got to be your girl. You could just be on the internet talking like this, be around people talking like this. If women in general see that you always calling women a hoe and all of this, they're not gonna want to. They don't want to be judged.
Yeah.
If the more comfortable you are with how women can be, the more pussy you'll get. Women, that's your goal.
Women definitely operate off comfort. Moving on. Let's start to get towards this consultation. There's a consultation. There's a guy who is actually two different guys. One of them hit me up saying that he's, you know, he feels like he's a good looking guy, make a decent amount of money. He's a young guy. So for his age, he making a decent amount of bread. Mm-hmm. And he feels he's able to bag women, get a first date, but he can't get the second date.
Damn.
On a regular. And there's another guy who hit me with something similar saying that he's giving chicks his number and they hitting him up, which I feel like is a great thing because, you know, a lot of times you take her number and she'll play with you and shit like that. But if you give her the number and she hitting you up, that lets you know that she on something. But he said the conversation will dry up in a couple of days. They won't really get far at all, and they'll kind of just drive on them. And I feel like those are very similar things. So mm-hmm. what you think?
He's coming off within these 2 days, after he get the number. I mean, excuse me, after they contact him.
Let's start with the date one.
The date one?
Yeah. Like oh. the guy who not getting
the second date. Why he not getting the second date?
Yeah, let's start with him.
He probably coming off too strong.
On the date.
On the first date.
Like he I'm looking for a relationship.
Yes.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Like yeah. You coming off too strong. It's not so this is the thing. Dating supposed to be fun. Mm-hmm. Right? If it's coming off so serious, like women don't want that for real. They mm-hmm. want that, eventually. But later on. Yeah. Like she needs to see that side of you after she's falling for you.
Yeah.
She don't know you for real. You probably infatuated with her. You just imagined this relationship. And now you're projecting that on her, mm-hmm. and she here to get to know you.
Yeah.
So she can sense that you're really wanting a relationship. So you probably doing you being a super gentleman. You doing yeah. The way you talking, the type of conversations you bringing up on the first date.
What do you see yourself in 5 years?
Right. What the fuck, nigga? I'm trying to figure out what I'm finna drink. You know what I'm saying? So that can turn women off. So that's probably what's going on. And he's probably thinking. And I'm not. And bro, whoever you is. I'm not even, I've done that before mm-hmm. because we raised to be these gentlemen and all that type of shit. So yeah. You thinking you're doing the right thing the whole time. This ain't even a shorty who wants that from you.
For sure. For sure. For sure. And the guy with the text situation, what you think?
It could be, so break his scenario down real quick again. So
he giving chicks his number.
Okay.
They reaching out, yeah. hitting them up, saying what's good, what's up. And the conversation is drying up in a couple of days. Like, they're not really responding no more.
Just off the top of my head, it sounds like he may not have nothing to talk about. He probably getting to what you're doing. Mm. Oh, hi, like, it's real dry.
I feel like you can't get to know nobody through text.
You can't.
The younger guys, younger generation, 22, 23 years old, I don't know how that works. But for me, I can start texting people once we have a certain camaraderie, a certain rapport with each other. Then we can text and, yeah. and chop it up and laugh. You get my sense of humor. You ain't gonna take a text the wrong way.
Right.
Shit like that. I might get away with a what you doing text because you know I got good conversation like that. But we trying to get to know each other. That shit is not gonna work. The texting not gonna work.
Use the text messages in the beginning to set up the date.
Yeah.
Like y'all don't have to have conversations through
text messages
out the date through text message.
Yeah.
Like, hey, set the date. And get to know her then. Like, first, let's just say, check it out. You meet a girl, mm-hmm. y'all exchange numbers.
Yep.
It is Saturday, you meet her, you get the number. Sunday or Monday, reach out to her. Hey, nice meeting you, whatever. Set a date to go out again. Mm-hmm. I mean, to go out.
Yeah.
You don't need to be talking to her and texting her every day throughout that leading up to the date. Like, that's what the date is for.
I can't 100% agree with that. Cause if you do that, you taking every chick that got that hitting you up on a date, and that's just like financial suicide.
If you want to,
yeah, I would just I always try to have some type of conversation before to see if I even want to take you on a date. Like the conversation gotta kind of be popping. I gotta feel some type of interest. I gotta feel like first I gotta feel like we're gonna have fun. Second, I gotta feel like you interested in me. Like you answering the phone when I call you. You calling me. Ooh, so it ain't gonna be I met you this day and then I took you on a date. It's gonna be like it gotta be some conversation in the middle. For me, it's gonna be phone conversation, maybe some voice notes, but like you gotta be a cold chick for me to meet you somewhere and then invite you on a date. It's crazy.
So when it's not like a one and not one and done. So when you meet her,
yeah.
Well, we had a conversation. That's how I decided that I wanted to even exchange
like
numbers.
During the meeting.
During the meeting, yeah, you know, it sure. wasn't just like I saw you. Hey, how you doing? Got your number and I'm gone. Yeah. Like we built some type of connection, even if it's very small. Yeah. We felt like, oh, okay, cool. And I decided I want to get to know her a little bit more.
Yeah.
Now it's been women who I meet. I don't want to go on a date with you.
Yeah.
But the ones I do, like, you know what I'm saying? I set it up.
Yeah, and I mean, you can't do it, I guess, pre-selection, being more selective, mm-hmm. especially with Instagram. You can kind of be watching up for a minute, catching a vibe, and it's like, I know I want to take her on a date. So
watching
I get it from that standpoint. But for me, I don't know. I just need that. I need a couple phone conversations. I need to see
sure.
there's some interest. I need to see when I call you, you're going to answer the phone. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it ain't that, because I've met chicks before who's like, oh, you want to, it seems like you want to talk on the phone. Like, Like, let's go on a date if you want to talk. It's just like, bitch, what? Like, what? I'm not going to pay to talk to you. It's just, what the fuck is a U.S. sailor? Like, what's going on? Like, oh, my thoughts on the dude who couldn't get the second date. I feel the same way. I think that he might be coming off. It's something with the personality. Mm-hmm. It's something with the personality. He could just be obnoxious. He could be trying to split the bill. He could be... it could be a lot of shit that he's doing wrong, yeah. But it's something with the personality. It's some way that you're coming off. Because if she agreed to the first date, I mean, she don't think you a creep. She probably think you a good looking guy. You know, it a lot of shit going in your favor if you got the first date. If you able to get these first dates consistently,
yeah,
it's something like that. When they sitting in front of you, you know, like if you cock out, you took your glasses off. I don't know what you did.
If you got out the car, your ass crack was showing. It's over for you.
Yeah, if you check your breath, if you meet these chicks online, maybe you look taller on your profile than you are in real life. I don't know. Like, it's something that you're doing, and maybe you should hit some of those women up and ask. I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't either.
You might sound like a beta male simp about it, but you got to get to the bottom of that shit, though. I don't think there's nothing wrong with hitting them up and asking, like, hey, you know, what made you, you know what I'm saying, not choose to do the second date? Just curious.
Yeah. I don't think there's wrong with that.
Get some feedback, because this is a problem.
Especially if you're noticing a pattern, a trend.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's going to wrap it up for the day. This nigga Jones is not prepared.
Wait, no, because we're going to edit. We're going to chop this shit up. So
we done.
I'm going to think of something real quick. I don't know, they was busy as fuck.
I'm gonna play the Jeopardy music over this shit.
No, we not. Nigga, the show is over. We're gonna insert this shit into that. Into it. So, matter of fact, we have super pause. Go ahead and do your outro. And don't say, I dropped the ball because I'm gonna say something.
I don't have an outro.
Nigga, you just gave us one.
Oh, you wanna do it again?
Yeah.
Why?
So you can put it at the end of what I'm finna say.
Yeah,
all right, y'all. We out.
We out.